There is power. Come, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Come, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, you'll be free from your burdens.
Continue to sing that. Find it in the book. 173. Thank you. Praise God. Let's believe that the Lord covered this whole camp with His blood tonight. His precious healing, cleansing blood. Praise God. Let's start with that first verse again. That'll be good.
Would you be free from your burden of sin?
Lord, we do pray that you'll sprinkle this camp with your precious blood tonight. Lord, every corner of the camp, every soul, every place, Lord, that has been consecrated to you, Lord, we pray that for the covering of your precious blood tonight. We thank you that there is power in that blood, in that sacrifice, Lord. The blood that was shed for us has provided everything we need to live a life pleasing to you, Lord, free from sin, free from its power, free from the burdens. And Lord, we pray tonight that your blood will do its precious work among us in this meeting, Lord, in each of our hearts, down in the village, down in the cottage, Lord. We pray that everyone will experience the wonder working power of the blood of Jesus. We pray for that life-giving flow that we sang about. Lord, let the life of Jesus flow mightily among us, bringing healing, bringing health and strength to everyone, Lord, that's looking to you. We join together in faith and open the way by looking to you for the blood to be manifested, its power, its glory in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We sang that chorus three times, as you've noticed. And I noticed that when we sing a chorus twice, people begin to take notice of the verse and chorus. When we sing it three times, they really start to believe it. And I know we do. We believe in the power and the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And we're so glad tonight that we can experience that power as we believe God manifests his power by his presence in our midst. And we need that. Every one of us here need to experience the power of God in our lives. That's the Christian life. That's what God has ordained. We live by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood and so on. Praise God. Let's pray for a young child in the cottage who has a high fever tonight and needs God's touch. God can bring that thing down, and God can make everything well in a moment. I'm sure you have been praying. Let's continue to pray and believe that God will stretch out his hand tonight and make a real change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's all believe him together. Jesus, you're able. Lord, we thank you. Praise God. Let someone pray that has that on their heart. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that there is power in the blood.
Yes.
And for that reason, we come to you in our meager faith, our weakness, and we pray, O God, that you will touch this little boy.
Yes. Yes. Pray that you will manifest yourself and touch this child tonight.
How discomforted he is.
Lord, bring this fever down.
And you see the fever, and you see all the negative effects, but O God, you are a God of wonder and a God of healing.
Yes.
We come to you, Lord, and we believe that you will touch him.
Yes.
Jesus, Hallelujah. We know that that's why Hallelujah. You died for us, for our sicknesses, Hallelujah. Both yes. the body, Hallelujah. Soul, and spirit. And so we lift this little kid up to you, and we know, oh God, that you will this night touch him and undertake
yes,
for your great name's sake, Lord, to commit him to you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we ask this.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Believe to see your glory, Jesus. Lord, you're able, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're so glad to be here at camp. We were looking forward to coming up. I had some precious young people up here that we missed at home. And it's nice to see all of you. And I know most of you, I think, and most of our guests. And if I don't know you, I'd like to get to know you this week. So please feel free to come over and
And let's have some fellowship together, where I understand that God has been working in a wonderful way this past week, and we're trusting that he's going to just continue to build and to pour out his Spirit and to finish up that which he has in mind for every one of us. Praise God. I have some needs in my life I've come up here expecting the Lord to meet, but I know that Jesus knows needs in my life that I know nothing about, and I'm trusting him to take care of those especially. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know who I am, right? No introduction necessary. Thank God. Praise God. Well, let's sing Jesus is All the World to Me. It's one of my favorites, and I know we can sing it with all our hearts. I think it's 477. Praise God. As a friend of God. We know. Who knows?
Abraham?
Yes, Abraham. Good. He's referred to as my friend. But also there's another. Now you got to think a little bit. Who's the next?
Moses.
God said, "Why were you not afraid to speak that way to my servant Moses? I speak to him face to face as a man speaks to his friend." What a wonderful thing to have said about you that you're a friend of God. And we sang that three times now. He's my friend. He's my friend. He's my friend. Is it so? Is it so? You know, it takes two to be friends. And, you know, the Lord, he's always doing his part. He's the perfect friend, but he looks for that response, that openness, that welcome, that invitation, and so on. And one thing that the Lord likes to do for us at Pilgrim Camp is to develop that relationship so that we can leave camp and say, I'm closer to Jesus now than when I first came. He's more precious to me. Oh, he's come to me in such wonderful ways, and he's really proven to be a faithful and a wonderful friend that is with me to the end. Praise God. And what I love about camp is that we'd never have to leave those things behind. When we take them home with us, the things that God does for us, and then he keeps on working. Praise God. You've experienced that over this past year, I trust. And if the Lord should tarry, we have another year of getting to know him better, loving him more. Praise God. So when we sing that for the fourth time, oh, just let your heart get filled with the wonder of having Jesus as your dearest friend. Praise God. Verse 4.
Jesus is
the Lord. Feel free in every meeting to let the Holy Spirit use you. And of course, we have to be brief so that we give others opportunity, but we can give expression to our love for Jesus. If you want to say what Jesus means to you tonight, or if God has put something on your heart in this few moments we have together, just be open to the Spirit's moving. Praise God. And as we worship Him, God will speak to us. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior. Freedom from sin. Oh.